Nedarim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7, another Mishnah that begins, Hamudar Nama Chavero. You have Shimon standing restricted from getting benefit from Reuven. And here the situation is that Shimon now is in trouble. He needs some help. Reuven would like to help him, but he can't because Reuven's not allowed to give benefit to Shimon. So what can be done? So the Mishnah says, Hamudar Nama Chavero, Shimon can't get benefit from Reuven because of his neder. Ve'ein lo ma yochal, but Shimon has nothing to eat, so he's going hungry. And Reuven's distressed that Shimon, a fellow Jew, is really going hungry and suffering. So what can Reuven do? Holach etzel hachanvani. Reuven can go to the shopkeeper, even the shopkeeper they usually use, the one that extends credit, that knows what's going on, or not. V'omer, and Reuven can say, Ish ploni, good old Shimon, mudar mi meni hana, he is not allowed to get benefit from me, so therefore I can't help him directly. V'eini yodea ma'ese, and therefore I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what to do because Shimon is hungry and I can't help him. This probably sounds something not so different from like Amir La'akum, where you aren't allowed to instruct a Gentile explicitly to carry out some work on Shabbos for you, but you can hint to him by saying, you know, the lights are off, I don't know what to do. And then the non-Jew can figure it out for himself, maybe. In certain scenarios, that's mutter. So here too, it's something similar. Reuven can't give instructions to the shopkeeper to provide Shimon with food, because then he's essentially acting as his agent, and as one's agent's like an extension of himself, and that would really be a violation of the neder of Reuven providing benefit to Shimon. So what he's saying, Reuven's saying to the shopkeeper is, you know, do whatever you got to do. Now, that being the case, what would that mean? The shopkeeper brings $100 of food supplies to Shimon. Shimon's happy. Let's say Shimon doesn't want to pay, Reuven doesn't want to pay. So who really technically has to pay? Who could go to court? The answer is, if Shimon's taking the shopkeeper's stuff, he should have to reimburse. So it's really Shimon becomes in debt to the shopkeeper. Now, we've said before in the parak that Reuven is allowed to pay off Shimon's debt. So what's happening here effectively is not that Reuven is taking on, you know, instructing the shopkeeper to give, and he's laying out the money, or advance the money, or promise to repay the money to the shopkeeper. No, it's that Shimon is essentially incurring a debt, and Reuven is paying it off, which is permitted, even though there's a restriction of getting hana, like we explained before. So that's what happens here. The Mishnah says, "Vehu no sen lo." The shopkeeper will give to Shimon whatever he needs. Uva veno tomezen, and then he can go and get repaid from Reuven. Reuven doesn't have to repay him. If Reuven would be contractually obligated or liable to pay him, and so to speak, the shopkeeper could sue Reuven, so then essentially he's acting in Reuven's agency, and therefore that would be a violation of the netter. So it means if Reuven wants to, he can repay him, like we explained before. Now, similarly, haya beis olivnos, if Shimon has a house that needs to be built, I don't know, his roof fell in, or gader oligdor, or he has a fence that needs to be repaired, let's say, or built, you know, his fence fell down, or sadeo liktor, or it's time to harvest his field, and you know the clock is ticking, all these things, because can't the rain's on your head if your house is broken, or the animals are getting in if your fence is broken, or your field is going to rot, you know, your grain is going to spoil if you don't harvest it now. But he hasn't got the resources to do it, so what's Shimon going to do? He doesn't know. Reuven wants to help, but he's not allowed to help, and therefore, holach etzel apolim, what Reuven can do is go to the workers, again, hapolim, let's say the very workers who have been working for Shimon up to now, you know, and they weren't paid yesterday, so they're refusing to work today, and now Shimon's in a bind. Va'omer, and Reuven can say to the workers, Ish ploni mudar mimeni hana. Listen, Shimon is restricted from getting benefit from me. Ve'eni yodea ma'esa, and therefore I have no idea how to help him, because I can't do anything. You know, but if you have any good ideas, go right ahead. So, vem osanimo, then the workers go and do whatever has to get done for Shimon, building his house, his fence, harvesting his fields. And then, uvan v'notlin schar mizeh, it's permitted for them to now go back to Reuven and say, Reuven, you know, we are owed $100 from Shimon. Are you agreeable to reimburse us and, you know, pay off Shimon's debt? And that would be yes allowed. So this is a way, again, in which Reuven can sort out Shimon's problem without violating his neder.